confirms what I have said. The recent hurdle that we faced with the A5 was only a technical situation to get by the lack of legislation and lack of minister. The Secretary of State has since, unfortunately, had to devolve further powers to civil servants in order for them to proceed with these projects. But I'm delighted that the civil service will now be able to, and in particular the Department of Infrastructure, to proceed with this project as a matter of urgency. And they have reaffirmed their support and commitment to the A5 and to its full delivery. This road at present, as it sits, is the most dangerous road on these islands and has taken a huge amount of lives. This is a hugely important step. And we need to be very, very clear that nobody or any group will stop this project.
And indeed, it was hoped that work would begin in the autumn of next year, but this now has ultimately been pushed back.
The work will start towards the end of 2019, and obviously there's been endless hurdles with the lack of executive and no assembly. But with the new powers given by the Secretary of State of the Civil Service, we can now proceed as planned with this project. And there may be a slight delay in the timing from what we originally anticipated, but we must be very clear. The department are doing all they can to ensure that this project is delivered in line with the commitment that was previously given. I don't want to see any further delays. I'll be working with, and my party colleagues in the SDLP will be working with the department to see this delivered in its entirety. And the first phase from Strabane onwards will be the first step, and that hopefully will begin towards the end of 2019.